I'm Dave McGowan with VPR News. In states like Utah, Michigan, and California, more than 90% of students who go to college do so in their home state. But in Vermont, nearly half of students go elsewhere for college, and many never come back. That youth drain is taking a toll on Vermont, which has the second oldest population in the country after Maine. Tomorrow, the Rutland Young Professionals, the Vermont Center for Emerging Technologies, and Castleton University are teaming up to host a statewide summit of young professionals to brainstorm ways to attract and retain more young people. VPR's Nina Keck reports.
31-year-old Katie Robert Munger says she got tired of hearing that there were no young people in Rutland.
We heard that often, and we've proved that that's not true.
The "we" in that sentence refers to the Rutland Young Professionals, a group Robert Munger and several others formed 2 years ago to help locals in their 20s, 30s, and 40s network. While the group's monthly mixers have grown popular, Robert Munger says the same questions kept coming up. Why were young people leaving Vermont, and what could they do about it?
I mean, there are young people here, and they are interested in giving back to the community, being engaged with the community, and staying here. And we started to have conversations with the other young professional groups in Vermont, because we're not the only one, and they're working on that too. So why not bring us all together in one place to have these conversations together?
So far, about 100 people are expected at Rutland's Paramount Theater Saturday to identify the challenges as well as the opportunities for young people in Vermont. They'll listen to speakers, brainstorm, and take part in small group workshops. Congressman Peter Welch and gubernatorial candidates Phil Scott, Shap Smith, and Matt Dunn are expected, as are, among others, Joan Goldstein, Commissioner of Vermont's Department of Economic Development, and Eugene Korsunsky, Coordinator of Design Initiatives at UVM. Korsunsky, a 29-year-old recent transplant to Vermont, says he's excited by the summit's potential.
The very act of noticing an issue, admitting an issue, framing it as something that can be solved, and then getting heads together to start doing something about it is right there, a really powerful step, and fills me with optimism that, you know, amazing things are possible here.
Participation in Saturday's summit is open to any Vermonter in their 20s, 30s, and 40s, no matter their field or status of employment. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Rutland.